Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
It's Friday the 13th.
Friday. You beat me to it.
It is.
I was going to announce that. It's Friday the 13th.
Had to be before you, because it's Friday the 13th, and I think I like Friday the 13th.
But we don't believe in that
stuff. Black
on
Friday the 13th.
We don't believe in that stuff, do we? I'm half. We don't believe in that stuff, do we? Right. Superstition.
Depends.
No. We're psychologists. We don't believe in that stuff.
We're psychologists. We don't believe in anything, really.
No, we believe in everything.
That's right. We believe
Friday the 13th.
Yes, yes. And today is the day that we have a big announcement. I've been excited this announcement.
You've been doing this all week. You've been little tidbits, yes. Like Hansel and Gretel with those mm-hmm. little breadcrumbs.
A little bit here.
Isn't there a breadcrumb thing in technology? There is, isn't it?
I think
it's a breadcrumb.
Mm-hmm.
There's a...
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So, but today we're going to, we have a big announcement because...
Very exciting.
We have some new things coming up. Yes. So, at the end of 2016, I was contacted by a guy through Twitter mm-hmm. that was interested in a blog for me, asked me to write a blog for his website. He has a website that he hosts that's in the UK, and he asked for me to write a blog of my choosing, whatever topic I wanted to write. And so actually we worked together and we wrote this blog post and sent it over to him and linked to it our YouTube videos and some of the things, our podcast and everything. And so he got back with us after he had posted the blog and everything. He got back with us and said, you know, I'm interested in starting a podcast for my website. What do you and Dr. Richard think about being the hosts of this new podcast? And so we've been talking about it and we have been working with him a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we are going to, starting on Monday, we are going to start a new partnership with PsychReg, PsychReg.org, PsychReg, the PsychReg podcast. Mm-hmm. And now what's going to happen with that is everything for the mental breakdown primarily really just stays the same.
Yeah.
We'll change up a few things because we're now have this partnership, so it'll be the mental breakdown in partnership with PsychReg. But everything that we do with the mental breakdown is going to be also posted and published and put out there by PsychReg. And so I'm for a number of reasons, and we'll kind of go into a couple of them, I'm really excited about this relationship that right. we have with them because it's going to open the doors to a lot of new things that we're going to mm-hmm. be able to do here on the podcast.
Right. And this, where is PsychReg?
PsychReg is over in the UK.
It's in the UK.
Yeah.
So
but it's PsychReg.org. So it is definitely, absolutely right. international. And
but he's based in the UK.
Correct.
So
right.
it immediately gives us a much
right.
broader
right.
And bigger audience.
Right.
So we are very, very excited about this.
Yeah, and we're going to learn much more about Dennis mm-hmm. is his name, and we're going to learn much more about him next week because we're going to actually interview him.
Do the interview.
And he's going to, so he's going to tell us a little bit more about PsychReg and everything. But let me tell you a little bit about why this partnership I think is so important. After he contacted us and we started looking at the website and seeing what he's doing, it's like he's doing a lot of the same things that we're really right. interested in. He's, you know, his goal seems to be to, you know, get information out there. He has over 200 authors, right. psychologists or therapists or mental health professionals from around the world who have contributed and written blogs for his website. Right. They are from a number of different, you know, specific disciplines, and they all offer all kinds of different information. Mm-hmm. And his website is just loaded with information.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was very impressed as I read through it.
Yeah. And it's all this stuff is really well written,
well
presented.
Done. Well, it's easy to follow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Makes sense. The website makes sense. It's
right.
easy to navigate, even for a novice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even with And even with the blogs coming from so many different places, you know, he was a finalist in the UK blog awards,
yeah,
and
for 2017
for the beginning of this year. So it's so exciting. It's so exciting to be right there as he is starting this venture with the new blog or with the new podcast, the PsychReg podcast. And he just started a PsychReg journal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to put a link to it to his website on the in the show notes.
Right.
And I guess that link will be there from mm-hmm. now on. So you'll be able to see and go there because, again, so much information
right.
Just about whatever topic you're interested in. There's something that's written there. And he has professionals who are specialized in mm-hmm. some of these different areas. The other thing, not just the resources that are online, but it's also going to open the door for us to be able to do interviews with some of these individuals from around the world who have specialized in focus in some of these different topics. That's exciting as well.
Right. Finally. We've talked about doing that for more than a year.
Right.
And so now it looks like that is going to be a reality.
Right.
So that's very exciting.
You know, I've joked with Dennis a number of times in our communication that... I said, you know, Dennis, we do this whole thing out of a closet in our office. It's not, we're you know, we don't have, but he has seen some of the things we've been doing, and he seems to really like what we're doing, and mm-hmm. And he feels that we're going to be able to, you know, get some of these other folks on for good interviews, mm-hmm. and like I said, we'll have our first interview with him next week, so we'll have that posted as one of our first podcast.
So you get to see him.
So we'll get to see him.
You get to see Dennis.
He has a fascinating story.
Yes, he does.
So
he certainly does.
We'll let him share that. So, we're really excited about this.
I am.
Nothing really is going to change. We'll have
ours. Our opening will look the same.
Yeah, our opening will be a little bit different, mm-hmm. just so that we incorporate the whole thing. But otherwise, you know, the content, the plan, the organization, all that kind of stuff is going to stay the same.
Right.
But we're just going to sort of expand on some mm-hmm. of that a little bit. We'll talk about some of the blog posts that they have on there just to, he's posting stuff every day.
Every day. He's a little bit like Diane Ravitch. It just keeps coming out every day. He's adding to it. So
we were emailing the other day and he says, well, this weekend I'll try to get the website up and going. And then like a couple of hours later, he emailed me and goes, I had some extra time, so I put it together. It's like, okay, all right, here we go. We're moving.
So it'll fit right in.
That's right. It's a perfect fit. So so we're really excited about it. There will be a website for the PsychReg podcast. It's podcast.psychreg.org. And there's actually going to be a page on that website where you'll be able to write in with topics or mm-hmm. ideas or thoughts that you have about any of the things that we're posting. And presenting on and talking about, and you'll be able to kind of add your feedback and add your mm-hmm. recommendations for topics right there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's going to be fun.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
it's really exciting. And I've been wanting to talk about it all week, but hasn't let me. So,
you have to wait. It's a surprise.
I'm gonna do it on Friday.
Okay.
So, all right. But again, everything the shows that we do on Saturday, the Mental Breakdown mm-hmm. Podcast, again, that's going to stay the same. That's two will be connected, and that's where we're going to do a lot of our interviews because it's a little bit of a more of an extended podcast opportunity. So that's when we're going to do a lot of our interviews and a lot of those kinds of things.
I'm excited about the interviews.
I am too.
We listen to the People's Pharmacy
on
Saturday mornings on NPR. It's a fabulous program that mm-hmm. Two husband and wife pharmacists out of North Carolina do.
Well, he's a pharmacist. She's a medical anthropologist.
Right, technically.
It's okay.
I'm not going to say what I was thinking.
I like it when I can correct just a little bit.
So, they have a very good format. They have an excellent format because they do a lot of background research, a lot mm-hmm. of preparatory research.
Yeah.
And then they are able to somehow week after week after week obtain the leading experts in a particular field.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're talking about cardiology, they have cardiologists from Stanford and Johns Hopkins and Harvard. And every week mm-hmm. they interview one or two or more really famous, well-known
right.
People, the leading researchers in the field. And I've always envied that yeah. podcast because they do such a good job. It's so informative. And I thought, wow, I'd really like to do something similar to that in the field of mental health. Mm-hmm. And I think this is going to be a very good step in that direction.
Yeah. Well, and you know, as we think about those things, and for those of you who maybe listen to a lot of different podcasts and stuff, one of the things that affords them the opportunity to do that is, of course, that they're affiliated with the University of North Carolina
right. at Chapel Hill,
at Chapel Hill, which is, you know, a huge medical school.
Right. And they have a studio.
Yeah. You know, so they have all of that stuff. And it's affiliated with NPR and all that stuff. So it's very helpful in that way. And a lot of the podcasts that sort of have that format, you know, they have resources because of where they're working or where they're affiliated or something like that. Again, as I mentioned a little bit ago, we work out of a small closet in our office, and so we don't have some of those contacts. And so, again, it's one of the reasons we're so excited about this connection with PsychReg and what we're trying to do with them.
I was interviewed last year at USF, because they do a weekly program with one of their radio stations. And when I walked into their studio, I was envious.
Yes.
But I looked around and I said, wow, what we could do with this, because they had everything you would need. Yeah. And so I thought someday.
Yeah.
But yep. Yeah, it makes a difference.
Absolutely. And we're going to, and in this whole process, we've kind of figured out some new technology things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Leave that.
Can I talk about that?
No. Leave that one, because that's really, really exciting.
Yeah,
that new program.
Yeah, so we're going to have some new things. There's a lot to come in
2017. We said 2017, right?
That's it.
We are we're not keeping with our resolutions. We made a bunch of new ones last week. So
forget
the old ones. We're on to some new ones.
We got some new goals.
We have caffeine induced resolutions we did last week. I'll save that for later.
So, all right. So that is it for today. That's it for this week. So you guys have a fantastic weekend.
Second week of January.
Yes.
Jeez.
It's passed. It's gone. It's done. In the books.
Oh.
But this this week has been a great week. A lot of things have happened. So this coming week is going to be great as we shift into some of these new areas.
And it's what we have been saying about resolutions. Mm-hmm. You need to have some successes.
Right.
And that creates motivation.
Right.
Okay. And remember that with your children or with your own resolutions, mm-hmm. your own goals, is that you need to have some successes in order to be motivated.
Absolutely.
So, and that certainly has done, this has done that for us this week.
Absolutely.
It's given us a new spark, a little energy.
Yeah.
After the holiday doldrums.
I was here in the office yesterday, and Richard was at a cheerleading competition. Don't ask. But it was a great cheerleading contest.
I should do it. We should do a podcast on that
one. I know your daughter's team did fantastic. It's unbelievable. It's a great story. So we definitely should talk about that sometime. But I was here, and we were trying to figure out some of these things, and I kept bothering you by texting and
me.
Over and over and over again. You won't believe it. Look what I've done.
Right.
So, yeah.
No, it was an exciting day yesterday.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you guys, I think I already said it once. Have a great weekend. And enjoy the weather. Get out and do something fun.
Unless you live on the East Coast, you can't enjoy the weather. Well, all over the place. Bad snowstorms.
Yeah.
All up the East Coast of the Carolinas, Georgia, airports are closed.
Yeah.
My daughter's caught in Charleston, South Carolina. It's supposed to be nice at this time of year. It's icy and snowy.
Yeah.
So,
well, stay inside.
But it's winter. That's what winter is, right?
Stay inside and watch some football. It's all good.
Football or American football? Oh, yes. American football.
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs in the National Football League have started, but tomorrow, you don't know, do you?
Mm-mm.
But you know that Chelsea's playing today.
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow is the college playoff game.
Oh, yeah?
College NCAA championship.
Oh.
For Division I football between Alabama Crimson Tide and the Clemson Tigers.
Okay.
That's tomorrow night. So, and it's in Tampa.
Well,
so Tampa is filled. In fact, hotels in this area are full.
Well, that's as of the day that we're recording this podcast.
Right, right.
By the time this podcast airs, you will already have known who won.
It's history.
You know who I think is going to win?
You know who won already.
That's deep. That's deep. That's very Inception-like. But yeah, we're on the day that we're recording this, that the championship game is the next day, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. I did know that
what?
Game is tomorrow.
I did?
I did know that game is tomorrow. I didn't know that's what you were talking about. So,
But this is the exciting, for those of you who are football, I'm not a big football fan,
mm-hmm.
but for those of you who are, this is the exciting time of your year, because yeah. all the stuff begins in January as yeah. we move toward these playoff and championship games.
That's right.
So
that's right.
This is the exciting time for football fans.
Absolutely.
What's going on in soccer?
We just finished a round for the FA playoffs, FA Cup, yeah, the Football Association Cup. And so, yeah, moving on. Second half of the season's just starting. So,
is it really?
Yep.
And it goes played, until when?
May.
Wow.
Ish.
It's a long season.
Yeah.
How many games you told me last?
They play 38 league games, but then they have a bunch of other tournaments mm-hmm. and stuff that play at the same time. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's not football talk. This is the Mental Breakdown talk, and soon to be the Mental Breakdown Psych Ray podcast talk. It's exciting. So, again, for the third time, but the last time, because we always have to have threes. Have a great weekend.
That's right.
We will see you guys on Monday for another fantastic episode and a great topic. All right. Until then, bye-bye.